Every week we are preparing a program that we are editing and distributing in all the places of the resort. We coordinate a program with the partners for activities. And for example, tomorrow you can discover handicapped skiing. So a ski teacher, a ski instructor of the region is specialized to let the people discover how the people which have a handicap can ski in a kind of bob. I don't know how you say it. And that's something you also can test it if you are valid, to see how they can experiment the skiing on the slopes, for example. And that's tomorrow in Civier, the whole day from 9:30.
And you're talking about people who are in wheelchairs. They can ski.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen some pictures, and you can go pretty fast in these contraptions. And yes, you're in a sort of a seated, crouched position, and it's one big ski.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, for tomorrow, there will be some people with this kind of handicap, but they will be accompanied by a ski instructor to let them experience that. It's not they can't go alone. But I know, of course, as you said, there are lots of people doing that when they have this kind of handicap. There is, for example, Mr. Michelot from the region of Bagne. He had an accident, and now he's also skiing like that.
Yes,
the guide. I know. I'm sure you know him.
Well, from the village of Lorchi, which is where we're broadcasting from. So yes, we know all about him, and it's quite extraordinary what he's managed to do after having quite a horrendous accident, getting back on the slopes.
Yeah, exactly. And then also tomorrow, if the weather is good, we will have a full moon party. We are opening the sector, the slopes of Traque. And there will be a pasta party and a music animation. Then we open a ski lift for 2 hours about, and then you can ski only with the light of the moon. And that's a really interesting experience. That's happening for weekend in the season, and that's something that is really, really appreciated by the clients and the regional, local, and people.
And that's taking place tomorrow?
Yes, that's tomorrow evening, yeah. But we are hoping that the weather is a little bit better tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, all the things that Bayat's talking about on the slopes, do keep checking with the weather, because if you've got very high winds, unfortunately, they will have to cancel some of those on-slope activities. But talking about off-slope activities, for example, looking a little bit further ahead to the 9th, Once Upon a Time in Nanda, what's that all about?
So that's the visit of the old village. We also try to let the people, the tourists, discover also the traditional things of the region, not only the slopes and the sport activities. So we organize a visit of the village, and we explain how the people lived before, because, of course, there was a life before tourism in the region, and you can see all the houses, and you can see also an old mill. And at the end of the visit of the village, you have like an aperitif with traditional products of the region and a good glass of wine.
Talking of wine, I know that every week you organize a wine tasting, and it's just Swiss wine. And people who have come from outside of Switzerland, they might not know much about Swiss wine.
Yeah, it's true that because the Swiss vineyards, it's not big enough to export it, so it's not very well known out of our country. But it's true that especially in the Valais, we have really, really good wines, and I can tell every listeners that if they have the opportunity to test a wine from the Valais, they will love it, and I'm sure they will buy it then again.
Well, I can test that, or they could just come to my house. I've got plenty here.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much. It's lovely to talk to you. This was the first time we've spoken on Mountain Radio, and we look forward to speaking to you next Friday, and indeed every Friday until the end of the season.